This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Men again, flying our ship today. Hody taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Guardians game three. Taking on the Tigers. It's a best of five. I hate that. Alex Cobb starting today. I like that. Jack is in Solon. Hello, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jack.
I agreed about starting Cobb, but it really doesn't matter. You can really essentially consider this a bullpen game. I mean, look, Boyd pitched shutout ball, was magnificent, and he only pitched, what, 4 2/3, right?
Yep, that's correct.
He didn't even give up. He wasn't even close to giving it. Well, he was in a couple of jams, but was pitching shutout ball. And that's all we're hoping to get out of Cobb today. 4 innings, 5 innings before he gets a blister. But that's all we're it's essentially a bullpen game. And one other thing, please play Kyle Manzardo. What are you doing with having him sit on the bench when he's our hottest hitter? Right-handed, left-handed pitcher, I don't care. You don't leave him on the bench and put Christmas in right field when he can't hit anything. Please play Kyle Manzardo the rest of this series, I beg of you.
Jack, thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy. What do you think of that?
I wish I knew who was starting today. That would make me feel a little bit better for Detroit, but I agree with him on Manzardo. I was kind of looking for him the other day, and I was like, oh, that's right, they're not going to throw. They're not going to hit him here. I think he's right. I mean, Manzardo is on fire going into this thing. I understand why they do what they do, but I mean, for a team that really struggles to hit, and he's hitting lefty, righty, does it really matter?
Okay, let me bounce this one off you.
Okay.
If he starts, David Fry doesn't. David's not going to play a position.
Okay.
If they start a righty, I get it. If they start a lefty, does that matter to you?
Not the way he's hitting lately. I mean, he's been on a roll, but now he hasn't swung a bat in, what, 2 weeks? Right? I mean, he did have one at bat the other day. So I throw him back in the lineup too. I agree with him on that. I was contemplating that
lefty or righty.
It doesn't matter. He's hot. Does it really matter?
Are you hot if you haven't played in 11 days?
I don't know. You were hot going into this thing, so why wouldn't you think that you can continue to play that way?
He hit 270 after he got called back up.
He was hot
and had some pop.
Yes.
Any other lineup things you would do? I would stick with if I'm vote, how do I beat the starting pitcher? It worked in game one, and it didn't work against Skubal. Not much has worked against Skubal this year. You had him in trouble a couple of times, couldn't do it because of the double plays. If I'm Steven Vogt, I'm sticking with the same philosophy. If they start a left-hander today, I'm going to start David Fry. And I'm probably putting John Kenzie Noel back out in right field. And I know he's had some issues. One swing, that guy can change the game.
I mean, I know they're not going to see Skubal today, but the bottom of the lineup after Naylor was 0-11 in game two with 5 strikeouts.
You have only 4 guys on the team who have 2 hits so far in the first 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get the – I mean, not that Detroit's offense has been any better with the exception of one swing. Well, two swings before that, one swing after. But why do I always second guess myself? With the exception of one half of an inning, they need to get something going here. And I thought that coming into this thing, that Manzardo is definitely somebody you need to look at to make sure you're getting him at bats. Over Fry, I'm okay with it.
But that's been.
And I think Fry's hurt too. I mean, he can't catch.
He can't play a position.
No,
apparently, I mean, because of his
right.
That's been this team all season, though. Like, you've gone into every single game going, okay, shortstop is going to be a defense first. We hope for the best. You know, it seems when big moments are needed, Brian Rocchio can get a knock for you, but everywhere in between there is kind of, eh.
Isn't that strange, by the way?
Catching is the same exact problem. As much as you like Bo Naylor and he gives you a little bit of pop there, you're still in the same thing whether you put Bo Naylor out there or you put Austin Hedges out there. That's kind of been how this team has been constructed, is the bottom of the lineup is always going to be the part where you pray and light holy candles and hope that one of them could draw a walk or
that's
run
what
into-
you got. I mean, you were 1-for-14 after Naylor in the lineup.
Your catchers don't have a hit, but it's only two games.
But you've got, especially if you're going to start Cobb, you are going to have a starter who puts the ball in play. Heavy ground ball pitcher. So you want to have a guy like Rocchio playing shortstop who's a borderline gold glove shortstop.
And you're not going to take him out, period. I mean, he's your shortstop. That's where this is right now.
So not to mention, you love how Bo Naylor has called games. You love how Austin Hedges has called
games.
Except
for maybe one slider.
Framing, all that kind of
good
stuff.
Did he actually made the call?
Apparently it was Bo Naylor.
Bo said, let's go slider again?
Stephen Vogt said, I'm not going to get involved in that because that's... It's not his area, which I thought was interesting.
But so this is life. You're looking at the top seven guys in that lineup and going, all right, boys, we need you. Let's go. Because the bottom two are cross your fingers and pray.
You can't judge.
I think it's the bottom four.
Honestly, from an offensive standpoint, guys, it's two games. You can't judge anything on two games. You just can't do it, especially when you're going up against Skubal.
But that's the way... But that's we always look at the playoffs like that. You have to judge. You have to look
for
and say.
For instance, is Jose Ramirez
14?
Having a bad series?
No.
He's 1-for-6.
I'm not worried about Jose Ramirez.
I'm not either, except he's 1-for-6. So if we're gonna look at it, two games is way too short of a sample size to say anybody's not hitting or blah, 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 blah. It just is. But that's what baseball has given us. That's what baseball's given us here.
I like it. I'm okay with it. I like, you know what?
I don't like it
I
at all.
I love the pressure of this five-game series.
It's why you stick with what you know. It's why you stick with what you do.
Exactly.
It's because you look at it and you're like, it's two games. What do you want?
If I'm Stephen Vogt, I'm sticking completely with my philosophy that got me there all year.
I'm not panicking.
We just try to beat the starter.
He didn't. He went to Cossé in the eighth. He didn't stay with what he had.
I was talking lineup there.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
I'm just saying general overall. Okay.
Right. Lineup, I'm sticking exactly with what I've done all year. You've been challenged offensively all year, yet... The minute that you've slumped, you've been able to snap out of it and come back. I admire what he's done there by managing it well. But it will be interesting to see what he does at DH, depending on who's the guy. And it'll be interesting to see what he does in right field. Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for talking baseball. I appreciate it. You know, the other day when they had a runner on third base and there's less than two out.
It meant on first and third, right?
Yeah. Right. And you know what, you know, the game of baseball has many facets, and all of us were taught all the different facets of baseball. You know, Struble is a great pitcher. I think what we were batting about 100 against him. The fact that we have a guy on at bat who's probably not going to get a hit, chances are, and you have a left-hand pitcher with his back to third base, perfect time for a suicide squeeze. Perfect. And if they would have been able just to get the ball down and have a one-run game, then Class A is perfect for that type of situation. I don't understand why baseball, and listen, I love Vogt. God bless him. I mean, he's done a great job. But I never understand these type of situations in which this is part of the game, should have been used. All you have to do is get the ball down.
David Fry was the batter at the time.
Still, you know.
He handles the bat pretty well.
He does.
Right. He had Rocchio on third. He had Kwan on first. And he let Fry hit away, and it was the 6-4-3.
And you know, and with a guy like him also, the pitching, I mean, you've got, I mean, listen, when, again, I apologize, but, you know, Lou Brock stole 7 stolen bases in one World Series one time. And why not? Why not do things to kind of mix things up a little bit? But that's what I would have done that time.
Bill, hey, Bill, thank you. The one thing about that game, Andy, and we talked about it going into it, and then yesterday we played, you know, let's second guess Stephen Vogt, and we really couldn't. But Bill's point is one that we debated. You know, you had David Fry at the plate. You didn't bunt. My thought going into the game, and I had said this, you got to play for one run all game long. You got to play for one run every time. You could make the argument that they did because they let David Fry hit, but might have been out of character to just try and play for that one run. However, circumstances with Skubal on the mound might have called for that. It's fun stuff. And now we're about 4 hours away from game time. Game 3 coming up.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.